Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll hit the skins, talk to Mike Jones, NFL columnist for The Athletic, about the Commanders. But right now, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page. Presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator. You can find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
I guess Twitter was reacting, or maybe overreacting, to the midfield meetup between Caleb Williams and C.J. Stroud after their game. And it wasn't very long. It was, I don't know, 45 seconds.
Pretty brief.
It was brief. I don't think Caleb Williams is blowing him off.
He looked down because they just lost the game, and he had the ball in his hands on a potential game-winning drive.
Yeah.
He had a completion, I think, on the first pass, and then he proceeded to get crushed.
I'm sure Caleb's not happy because of the way the season has started for him and the team.
Hasn't gone great.
And C.J. Stroud, you know, he's only in his second year, but he's, you know, they know each other.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the audio from midfield.
Good job out there, bro.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits. Learn from those mistakes, and everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're gonna be a hell of a player in this league.
Yeah.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
When he says, "Look, come here," that's if you watch the video, Caleb is pulling away from him because
he thought the conversation was over.
Like, he just lost the game. He just wants to go to the locker room, get changed, get on the bus, go get to the plane. Like, he just wants to get out of there. Like, I don't think he was trying to be disrespectful, but you could kind of take it that way because
that's how you take it.
Like, the first 5 or 6 seconds, like, he's fine with it just being that. And then he kind of has to be, I don't know, coerced is the right word, but kind of like almost forced to stay there and listen to the next 10 seconds from C.J. Stroud. He just wants to bolt.
Yeah,
and I don't think it's personal against C.J. Stroud. Look, he's a competitor. He lost the game. He just doesn't want to be there anymore is the way I kind of took it.
He didn't just lose a game. He got physically pummeled.
He's getting manhandled
in that game.
That offensive line is kinda in shambles.
And he's probably thinking to himself, man, this team blows.
Right.
And it's going to be a long season.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I had him in my bold predictions for 35 touchdowns. I thought he was going to take the league by storm.
Yeah.
Very hasn't happy. Happened early. Some perspective, though. C.J. Stroud, in his first two games last year, started off 0-2, was sacked 11 times in his first two NFL starts. And then things started to click. His next three starts, he had 5 touchdown passes and wasn't sacked at all.
Well, my bold prediction was Bryce Young's would be comeback player of the year.
That's
as bold as you can go.
That's spicy bold.
And he's been benched after 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen.
So that ain't going to happen. Yeah.
I don't know if he has it queued up, but Mel Kiper had a rant about it.
Yeah.
And it did make me think, look, I'm usually quick to bail on guys. I want to see a flash early.
Mm-hmm.
And Bryce Young hasn't really done that. But Mel Kiper went on this whole diatribe about how teams don't set up guys for success. And he didn't play in the preseason. I think he had one series in the preseason.
I think it's mishandled is the word. Because when you drafted Bryce Young, you knew he was an outlier. You know, Russell Wilson was bigger, right? Taller, but only 5'10 and 3/4. That opened it up for the 5'10 quarterback. But Russell Wilson was 205, 208 coming out, not 180. Okay, Kyler Murray, because of Russell Wilson, became the number one pick overall. Different body type than Bryce Young. So you knew Bryce Young, not only short, but small, diminutive quarterback, needed help, right? Also, continuity. You draft a quarterback. Everybody said he's got this great infrastructure in Carolina around him, right? With the head coach, the coordinator, the quarterback coach, everything's there, the senior assistant, everything's in place. And then you see him beat C.J. Stroud on the field as a rookie, right? You take out the 3 games he threw multiple interceptions, he was 5 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns, 3 picks, okay? Had some decent games last year, okay? But then you go into this year, you change everything because C.J. Stroud's doing so well in Houston. We got to destroy this thing. We got to blow it up and start over because, you know, C.J. Stroud's doing so great in Houston. These coaches aren't getting it done. So we bring in an offensive coach who was with Baker and others, right? Bring in a new pass game coordinator, new quarterback coach for Bryce Young. Then we don't play him in the preseason. We play him one series in the final preseason game against the AOGs. None of those guys are playing for Buffalo, by the way. They went one series down the field and they're rah-rah, great. We got it. We accomplished everything we wanted to. I'll give you a little note, C.J. Stroud played in two preseason games this year. Okay, he played four. Derek Carr played in two preseason games. Why? Because Clint Kubiak was coming in with a new offense, and Derek Carr is a veteran playing two preseason games. Bryce Young played one series of a final preseason game against the nobodies on defense for the Buffalo Bills. Does that make sense to you? When in two games in, we're saying he can't play. Yes, his confidence was shattered, right? Yes, he does need to sit behind Andy Dalton for a little bit. But to blame this on Bryce Young is ridiculous. This is the blame here goes to the organization, the owner, for a mishandling.
I actually buy some of that.
Ryan Leaf agrees. He was talking to TMZ yesterday, and he said that they screwed this thing up from the start. This organization's horrible, he says. This organization has done nothing to try and help and develop a player that has so much expectation. And I laid this at the feet of the organization completely. And when you watch Bryce Young on the sidelines, on the bench,
is his body language terrible?
After he comes off the field, man, especially against the Saints where they were getting pummeled the entire game.
You can imagine his confidence being shattered there.
He doesn't look like he's got 1 ounce of confidence.
And here's the thing. He didn't just all of a sudden become untalented.
He looks like he knows he's going to throw picks when he goes back out there.
I mean, for whatever reason, a lot of this, we've said it a million times, is fit and circumstance and players around you and everything. It's not like he doesn't believe, if he was in a different situation, he could have a totally different outcome. He is small. He is undersized. But he was that way at Alabama and found success. There have been small guys that have found success in this league.
Not a lot of small guys have found. They're mostly outliers.
Okay.
There's a few Drew Breeses and Doug Flutie's back in the day sprinkled around and Russell Wilson. But
sure.
I mean, Kyler. Most quarterbacks are not sub 6 foot that succeed in the league.
Fair.
But Kyler's different because he can actually take off and run. Bryce Young cannot.
I just don't think it's like Bryce Young just sucks, doesn't have a skill set that could be successful. He wouldn't have gone 1-1 if these guys didn't see a skill set that they thought would be successful. And I don't think they're the only team that would have taken, everyone else may have taken C.J. Stroud, although I think that's a little bit of revisionist history too. I think there are other teams that would have taken him very, very high in the first round. I agree. The organization is doing him no favors.
Well, we all know the organization is terrible. It's based on the owner.
They're in chaos.
They're on the second coaching staff. So they sit him. You know, they play the Raiders in Las Vegas this weekend. So Dalton will go there. You know, probably going to lose that game. They'll be 0-3. And then I think they come back home, play the Bengals, probably 0-4. And then we'll see if they decide to go back.
But it sets them back so far because of all of the draft capital and players that they gave up in the deal to move up and draft him at number one.
Unless he somehow turns into a bona fide legitimate quarterback sometime this year, yeah, they're screwed.
Just remember, they sent DJ Moore, two first rounders, two second rounders, and a fourth round pick to the Bears, and also a second round pick in the 2025 NFL draft.
Oh, they gave up so much,
I mean, that's just disastrous. That sets you back probably 5 years to a decade.
All right, so we talked about the injuries yesterday. No surprise, the Dolphins put two on IR. Going to miss four games, probably more. Skylar Thompson will start this weekend.
In Seattle, correct?
That's going to be a tough one. They're in Seattle.
Picks. Just want to go
back. The number right now, 4.5 and 41.5.
Yeah.
Just want to go back to the Bryce Young situation because I'm sitting here pondering it, thinking of situations. You called it Sam Darnold, that he would, in Minnesota, be successful because of the offense. That if you put Bryce Young in Minnesota, I believe he'd be markedly more successful.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I'll just generally fade 5'10", 180-pound quarterbacks in the NFL. College, they can succeed. Pros, it takes a little bit more.
Are we off the adage that if you just draft your franchise quarterback, then everything will be gravy? Now there needs to be the perfect storm setting them up for success.
I've been off that forever because we draft them all the time.
I know, but I'm just saying a lot of fans out there just think, oh, we just gotta pick the right guy.
I think it's a combination.
It will be fine.
Pick the right guy. I'm gonna tell you this, we all know sometimes we get into our arguments and we dig in. I haven't looked back, but I'm going to guess that Mel Kiper backed Bryce Young being the number one pick. So he has belief in Bryce Young. So it's going to be harder for him to accept that Bryce Young just isn't going to succeed at this level. You can posit that maybe he'd be successful in Minnesota. It's unknown. I don't know that he would have been successful.
Sam Darnold's a great example.
I don't know if he would have been successful.
Well, it's early on Sam Darnold, too.
Yeah. I don't know if he'd been successful.
Started out okay.
Let's say if he was with the Houston Texans. Let's say it was flip-flopped.
I don't know.
Do you think that Bryce Young would have had the same success that
C.J.
Stroud had?
Maybe C.J. Stroud is better, but I don't know why he couldn't maybe be successful in San Francisco. Like, put him in the right situation some of these other guys have, he'd be more successful.
It definitely helps. Look, there was a stat going around. Brock Purdy gets a lot of praise, but in his first 25 starts, I might be wrong on the stat. I think his record is 18-5 or something like that. I guess it's 23 starts. And Jimmy G's had the exact same record.
Right. And I love Brock Purdy. But if you put Brock in Carolina, I mean, it would still be a poop show.
Yeah. Well, let's also
I really believe that. I like Brock Purdy.
Well, especially last year because Carolina's offensive talent around Bryce Young was the worst in the league.
Well, let's also see what Purdy does with CMC out for extended time. Debo out now for a few weeks.
Yeah. Like, well, he's got the added benefit of Kyle Shanahan. Because Kyle Shanahan schemes guys open.
Right.
So I would bet on Purdy.
I think we're learning that it's not always up to the guy that you draft.
Right.
Well, I've always known that. There are guys that are super talented, and the fit, sometimes it doesn't work.
But the ecosystem and the infrastructure around them is important.
It's definitely more important. Honestly, it might not be more, it might be more important.
Of course.
I don't agree with that. I think the player is the most important. I think Andrew Luck, when you have somebody like Andrew Luck, he's going to be successful wherever he goes. Okay. Can the ecosystem help him? Of course.
Yeah, but you're talking about the best of the best of the best.
Well,
but
Bryce Young.
For regular people.
Bryce Young was the number one pick, and Jason brings it up all the time.
Yeah, but nobody thought
half
Bryce
of these
Young
guys,
was Andrew Luck.
Half of these guys bust that are drafted in the first round. And I don't think it's because the team always.
If you put Patrick Mahomes on the Panthers, how many games do they win?
Probably 7 or 8.
I would guess more than with Bryce Young at the helm.
They would win more, but he's one of the best.
Correct.
But if you take some of these other guys.
But they're not winning Super Bowls.
Not yet.
Not with this roster.
I don't know how you could. I don't see it.
He's not.
Yeah. I just don't
He's
think,
a better quarterback, of course.
Yeah. I mean,
he's going to lead them to way more wins.
But if you put Patrick Mahomes on the Panthers in his rookie year, where Mahomes didn't even play, how many games are they winning?
I don't know, four, maybe five. But
I
think
ultimately, my belief is
Patrick Mahomes would still become Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see. We'll never know.
The stars have to align.
Never know.
I'm not sure Tom Brady would have been Tom Brady in other situations, 100%.
I do.
Yeah.
And Mahomes also had Kelce and Tyreek Hill.
You take away Gronk, you take away that system.
Take away Gronk. He didn't have Gronk in the early years.
All right, speaking of the Chiefs, they went out and signed Kareem Hunt to their practice squad. So maybe they'll elevate him because they obviously need an RB.
We've got a lot of moving parts in that backfield now. Carson Steele, the fullback, looks like he'll get some carries. Samaje Perine is a guy that they picked up a few weeks ago, probably a third down back.
Looks like Justin Fields is going to go again in week 3. They play at home against the Chargers, both 2-0. So one of those teams will be 3-0. Graham Gano goes on the IR, not surprised.
What's the under on the Chargers-Steelers game? I just feel like those teams are just going to slug it out.
I guess it's high 30s.
17-10 type game.
Low, 35 and a hook.
30, that's a really low total.
Yes. I picked up the Chargers defense in fantasy. So far, so good.
Well, I mean, anybody that's facing the Panthers with Bryce Young at the helm, that's a team you want to target. But now Andy Dalton.
Yeah, he said the Chargers,
right? Yeah, because they faced the Panthers last week.
Right, Chargers are playing the Steelers this week.
Right.
Baseball last night. All right, just kind of running down some of the key games. Orioles got blowed out 10-0. Blake Snell beat him. He's now 4-3 with a 3.3 ERA. And so the Orioles are now 4 back of the Yankees because the Yankees won big in Seattle. Juan Soto hit his 40th. Aaron Judge drove in a couple, I think, 3 or 4 RBIs. I think he's got close to 130. So 4-game lead now for the Yankees over the Orioles for the division. So that looks like that's done. Orioles still the top wild card. They would open up against Kansas City if the playoffs started today. Kansas City lost to the Tigers, who are trying to make it interesting. They beat the Royals last night 3-1. They're just a game and a half back of the Twins for the third wild card. Mets Braves. Mets beat the Nats big 10-1. 14 hits for the Mets. Mitchell Parker got the loss 7-10 with a 4.5 ERA. So the Mets now have a 2-game lead on the Braves for the wild card because the Braves blew a 5-1 lead in Cincinnati. Shohei Ohtani hit number 48 last night.
How many games does he have left? Needs 2-2.
Probably 11-ish.
Yeah. I think he's going to get it.
I think he's going to be a 50-50 guy.
That's unbelievable.
I have to look at the...
What's his stolen base percentage? Like, is he like pretty super successful? He must be to be up there. Like,
oh, probably.
Is he like 80%? I don't even know what a good percentage would be.
He's probably very good. Yeah. I mean, it's easier to steal bases.
He's not Ricky Henderson, but
no,
the fact that he's got 48 shows you how good he is.
He's big. He's long. The bases are a little bit bigger. They obviously have the new rule where you can't throw over more than twice.
He's only been caught stealing 4 times.
It's basically 90%.
I mean, 48
steals. That seems crazy.
Only caught 4 times.
I think it speaks to what Jason said. It's just a little bit easier to steal bases now.
100%.
Hey, I wanted to mention this yesterday. Patrick Corbin has been on a heater, and it has continued, right? He pitched very well the other day.
Not interested.
EB.
See ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
4-2 in August and September.
It's over for Johnny.
Yeah.
I mean, JP's what, trying to do
are you bringing
that.
This up?
He's trying to resign him.
It's just
him.
Curious.
He just wants to resign him.
No, I don't want to resign him. But it's amazing that he's pitched as well as he has the last couple months.
He's
after years of struggling.
Yeah.
It's like he found something the last 2 months.
Well, I think Rizzo said he's kind of, maybe it took him a while, finally given up on the concept of trying to be sort of a power pitcher. And he's just pitching more creatively now, changing speeds a lot more often. Maybe he's found a little formula. It took a long time.
In the month of August, he was probably, that's the best he's pitched in a while. Mm-hmm. He had 5 starts. His ERA was 3.7 in August. Yeah. September, remember, he did give up 10 runs against Pittsburgh
a
couple starts ago. But
that's all right.
For the most part, if you look at his last, I don't know, 8 starts, he's only had 1 really bad start.
Every once in a while, even Scottie Scheffler shanks one.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while.
But he's not part of their future.
Speaking of Scottie Scheffler, coming up next, Liv and the PGA Tour are trying to get back together. What is the hurdle?